بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فرمایا وصل وہ ہے کہ محبوب کے ساتھ ایسا اتصال حاصل ہو کہ سوائے حق تعالیٰ کے تمام چیزوں کو فراموش کرے. حضرت عبداللہ خفیف رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. The meaning of wasl means to be united, to be together with, with Allah Ta'ala, be together with Allah Ta'ala. It means that you should have such a relationship, such a connection with Allah Ta'ala, whereby you forget everyone and everything else besides Allah Ta'ala. There is nothing in a person other than Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. There are many degrees of becoming wasil or becoming together with Allah Ta'ala. Every mu'min, every person is required that thing to move towards Allah Ta'ala and to solidify his bond with Allah Ta'ala. We are far after having Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam having left Jannat, after having left Jannat, and along with them we are all now in this dunya, far from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has now sent us here in this dunya for a short stay. And we have been instructed to prepare ourselves now to journey towards Him and to meet Him. Different ways. Two main methods or ways or roads, tariqa of reaching Allah Ta'ala. One is the long way, which is also a short, long way, and it's a slow progress. And that applies to the message to all of us, and that is the Shariat, and the Shariat of Allah Ta'ala. You have to follow the Shariat meticulously, properly, correctly, and adopt the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then you will reach Allah Ta'ala. You will reach Allah Ta'ala ultimately. And then there is the shortcut, which the awliya say, and that is complete renunciation of the dunya in the way in which the former awliya of the former ages have practiced. Totally they abandoned the entire dunya. Now I said that is not possible for everyone. They abandoned the dunya to such an extent, many of the awliya, where they completely cut themselves off even from the families and went out into the wilderness. That for them was the shortcut. And everything, every person, everything of the dunya was taken out from their hearts. Consider this example of Hazrat Ibrahim Adham Rahmatullah Alayh. Just one example, many numerous, but one example of Hazrat Ibrahim Adham Rahmatullah Alayh. He was the king of Balkh. But when Allah Ta'ala gave him tawfiq, guided him, he was overwhelmed now. Became overwhelmed with the love of Allah Ta'ala. Now to search for Allah Ta'ala, where he went? Into the wilderness. He abandoned the throne, gave up the throne, and he donned the garments of a poor shepherd, and he set off into the wilderness. In search of Allah Ta'ala, there in the wilderness, away from people. So he spent the thing, his life there, over 20, 30 years he spent now in the wilderness. When he had left the throne, he had left behind an infant boy. The baby was just an infant. So after 20 years, he was one, Hazrat Ibrahim Adham Rahmatullah Alayh, he was now in Makkah with some of his murids, and for Hajj, he was there. And information was reached. Now his son was now over 20 years, he was the king now. He reached him and his mother that Ibrahim Adham is this year, he's performing Hajj there with his murids. So they set off, the whole caravan from Balkh. They set off now He had never seen his father. So when he reached Makkah, he made inquiries, and the people finally they led him to where Hazrat Ibrahim Adham Rahmatullahi was. When he came, they stood at a distance far away, and they showed him, "This is your father, this is Ibrahim Adham." When he looked at his father was unaware that he was there. He thought, from what I've heard from the people, if I have to go now and reveal myself, he might flee, run away from here. So he did not go meet his father. The next day, what happened? Tawaf, making tawaf. Ibrahim Adam was making tawaf, and his son also was making a tawaf. When they came near to each other, the eyes of the father fell on the son, and the eyes of the son on the father. When Ibrahim Adam he left an infant boy, but now he was a big man of 20 years. When he saw him, he recognized, "This is my son." And momentarily, paternal love came into his heart, and he stood momentarily looking at his son, and the son looked at the father. When this happened, the divine reprimand came, Allah Ta'ala's reprimanding voice, for Ibrahim Adham Rahmatullahi. "Did you abandon the throne and search for me for this purpose? You still have the love of the dunya in your heart? What is the meaning of your claim that you have abandoned the dunya for my sake? What is the meaning of that?" Was a reprimand from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala have a different standard, different criterion for this awliya. For us, it is a different standard again. But for people of that caliber who have such a close relation, they are sahib and nisbat, they are connected to Allah Ta'ala, their marifat is of a very high status. So when Allah Ta'ala reprimanded in this manner, immediately Ibrahim Adam Rahmatullah, he made dua, "Ya Allah, if this my son, if this love, paternal love, is an impediment, is an obstacle between me and you and your love, then, oh Allah, take me away from this dunya or take my son away from the dunya." So Allah Ta'ala accepted dua and the son fell down dead. So this is a short way of the awliya. There are many, many such cases, I think, where Allah Ta'ala does not tolerate the slightest deviation from a wali. Well, for us it's nothing, it's insignificant, not even a sin. Take for example, this Subhanahu Sufyan Sauri Rahmatullah, Sauri means buffalo. His name has become the buffalo, Sufyan the buffalo. He by mistake one day he put his left foot into the masjid, left leg into the masjid, immediately stern reprimand from Allah Ta'ala. "Oh buffalo, oh Sauri, ya Sauri, oh buffalo, you going entering the masjid with your left foot?" That thing immediately. So he adopted that name to remind him for the rest of his life that I am a buffalo, I am an animal, I'm not an insan, that I had to commit such a major sin entering the masjid with my right and with my left leg. So this is the hal of the awliya. One very great sheikh was sahib in Nisbat, very great buzruk. He was in Medina, he went from India to Medina. When he was there, one day, unthinkingly, without applying his mind, he drank sour milk and he made a comment, "The sour milk of Hindustan, that of India, is tastier." He just made that statement, immediately the reprimand came. From who? From Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Say, "Oh, a disrespectful one. If the sour milk of India is tastier, then get out from Medina. Go back to India." So it's not tolerant, nothing. That mazhab of muhabbat, of love, which the awliya have with Allah Ta'ala and with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is of a different kind. Different kind, and nothing. The slightest deviation is not tolerated and tolerated. Sometimes they are punished severely for something which for us is may not be even among the adab as far as we are concerned. But as it is for the masses, their way of becoming wasil with Allah Ta'ala, to reach Allah Ta'ala is Allah Ta'ala, wa'abudu rabbaka hatta ya'tiqal yaqeen, that you must make ibadah of your Rabb until yaqeen, until more comes. You must continue ibadah, follow the sharia, adopt the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you will become wasil, you will reach Allah Ta'ala by the time of maut. If you are steadfast, then you will reach Allah Ta'ala, for then the malaika will proclaim, it comes in the Quran, that they, the malaika will say the thing at that time for you, come out beautifully out, come out beautifully from the body, and join Allah Ta'ala's servant and enter Allah Ta'ala's Jannah because of your amal, the amal which you have done. So this is the thing, the our way, that we must be steadfast on the sharia. We must, Allah Ta'ala does not tolerate the slightest deviation from the sharia for the masses. For that reason, we should every day istighfar in abundance, because we do not know what we are doing morning and night. We are deviating from the sharia, committing with our tongue, with our statements, talk, our attitudes, our thinking, so many things that we are doing and saying and thinking are in conflict with Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. If we do not check ourselves and resort to soul searching, muraqabah, then we will become desensitized and drift further and further and further from the sharia, from the deen and from Allah Ta'ala. Our bond with Allah Ta'ala will become weaker and weaker. So we have to every day make muraqabah and every day recite istighfar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited 100 times a day. So by reciting istighfar daily, then at least our ta'aluk, our relationship with Allah Ta'ala will remain fresh.